I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The freedom of our nation was won by those who cared more for their country than they did for their life. Thousands of young men and women have given their lives for the country that has provided freedom for them to be able to live their own lives without threats or retaliation. This is a special program today. I hope that it moves you to a new time of patriotism. The signing of the United States Declaration of Independence occurred primarily on August the 2nd of 1776 at the Pennsylvania State House, Independence Hall in Philadelphia. The 56 delegates to the Second Continental Congress represented the 13 colonies, which had declared themselves the United States of America. And they endorsed the Declaration of Independence, which the Congress had approved on July the 4th of 1776. The Declaration proclaimed that the 13 colonies, which was then at war with Great Britain, was now a sovereign, independent nation, and therefore no longer a part of the British Empire. On August the 1st of 1776, the day before the signing, Samuel Adams had this to say before the Continental Congress: "We are now on this continent, to the astonishment of the world, 3 million souls united in one purpose. There are instances of, I would say, an almost astonishing providence in our favor. Our success has staggered our enemies. So we may truly say it is not our own arm which has saved us. The hand of heaven appears to have led us on to be, perhaps, humble instruments and means in the great providential dispensation. We have no other alternative than independence. The mangled corpse of our countrymen seemed to cry out to us as a voice from heaven. Our union is now complete. Our Constitution composed, established, and approved. You are now the guardians of your own liberties. The hearts of your soldiers beat high with the spirit of freedom. They are animated with the justice of their cause. And as they draw their swords, they look to heaven for assistance. Your adversaries are composed of wretched people who laugh at the rights of humanity, who turn religion into derision, and would, for higher wages, turn against their own country. Go on now," he says, "in your generous enterprise, with gratitude for heaven for past success and confidence of it in the future. For my own part, I ask no greater blessings than to share with you the common danger and the common glory. If I had but one wish more dear to me than my soul, it would be that these American states may never cease to be free and independent." The story is that more than 240 years ago, the people of this country were British subjects. They considered the English government as the home government, and England as the homeland. The home government, although a considerable distance from home, did, in the exercise of its sovereign prerogative, impose upon its colonial children such restraints, burdens, and limitations as it saw fit. But our forefathers, who had not adopted the idea of the infallibility of government and the absolute character of its act, presumed to differ with the home government in respect to the wisdom and the justice of some of those burdens and restraints. They went so far as to pronounce the measurement of government unjust, unreasonable, and oppressive, and altogether such as not ought to be submitted to, feeling themselves harshly and unjustly treated by the home government. Our fathers, like men of honesty, rightly sought redress. They petitioned in a respectful and loyal manner. Their conduct was wholly unacceptable by the British crown. Our forefathers saw themselves treated with sovereign indifference, coldness, and scorn, yet they persevered. They were men who did not look back. So, on July the 2nd, 1776, to the dismay of many, and with the authority of national sanction, did in the form of a resolution make a statement that we all should remember. Allow me to read it to you. Resolve that these United Colonies, and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absorbed from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be dissolved. Those who signed this Declaration of Independence were brave men. They were great men. They were statesmen, patriots, and heroes for what they did and the principles that they contended for. They loved their country better than they loved their own private interests. Our fathers staked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the cause of their country. In their love for liberty, they lost sight of all other interests. They were men of peace, but they preferred revolution to peaceful submission to bondage. They were quiet men, but they did not shrink back from speaking out against oppression. They showed patience, but they knew that patience had its limits. They believed in order, but not in the order of tyranny. With them, justice, liberty, and humanity was what it was all about, not slavery and oppression. You may well cherish the memory of such men. They were great in their day, as we contrast it with these degenerate times. How circumspect, how exact and proportionate were all of their actions. How unlike the politicians of our hour. Their statesmanship looked far beyond the next election. Their statesmanship reached out into the future, to where we live today. They seized upon eternal principles and set a glorious example in their defense. Fully appreciating the hardships to be encountered, firmly believing in the right of their cause, inviting the scrutiny of an onlooking world, and reverently appealing to heaven for help, soundly comprehending the solemn responsibility that they were about to assume, wisely measuring the odds against them, the fathers of this republic did, and most deliberately, under the inspiration of a glorious patriotism and with faith in the great principles of justice and freedom laid deep the cornerstone of this country. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to love freedom and yet refuse to cry out against oppression are men who want crops without plowing the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. The feelings of this nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be rousted. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and its crimes against God and mankind must be proclaimed and denounced.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up
next to you and defend her still today.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly
today,
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.